This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timph and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timph. Nuff said.
What it is, another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timph. I have to laugh. I will recognize the fact that Devin's in the house and Kate's on the ones and twos, but you just did such a, like, my parents are talking move right now. I said, welcome. You dropped your phone and looked up. And stuff. That was pretty funny. Like, yeah, okay. What was going on?
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Continue. You were saying?
I just say, speaking of parents, I told you guys this earlier. I do want to mention that this last week's episode is the first one that Dad Timf has listened to. He's like,
no.
I didn't know you guys. Like, I didn't know. I just, your podcast popped up. I listened to it. I'm like, so you listened to the most recent one? He's like, yeah. I'm like, the one about the crotch beard? Yes. He's like, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Well, yeah, Dad Timf, he liked it.
You've literally been featured on our show,
I'm like,
sir.
Dad, you were on the show. Yeah.
I think we need to have him back.
Of course. Actually, yeah. I mean, he'll be here tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Is he changing? Because now he's like, he's part of
Greg's team.
Entourage.
I know. So he's actually coming into town tomorrow, which is, I mean.
Do we need to have a talk?
Well, maybe. I mean, so I'm actually taking tomorrow off. Because
you never do.
And I never do.
You're pulling a Devin over here.
Wait a minute. No.
I never do. I'm not getting surgery. Yeah, I'm actually not getting surgery.
Can you prove it?
Yeah, it's so. So Paul McCartney is going to be at MetLife.
Amazing.
And Paul McCartney's also turning 80.
Amazing.
And I saw him with my dad and sister a few years ago in Detroit, and I cried. It was so good. And everyone knows how I feel about the Beatles.
Yes.
And
Buck Sexton, damn sure knows.
Yeah, Buck Sexton. I guess there's a Clay and Travis party tomorrow night too, which I'll be not be attending because I'll be seeing
either.
A Beatle, which is something you would never understand. Yeah. But I got floor seats,
oh
which is
gosh.
Like I'm like okay, I'm just
you
gonna
full,
I'm
yeah,
gonna
yeah.
do
you
it.
Went all out.
Well, my dad's flying because from Michigan. Yeah. I mean,
well,
this
he's
is
the last Beatle, right?
So
the,
cool.
Well, Ringo, but
Ringo's
it's not the same.
No,
yeah.
No.
This is the closing, you know, night of the tour, and it's all the way, it's like at MetLife, so that's in Jersey.
Yeah.
He takes the stage at 8. We don't get done filming till 7:15.
Yeah.
And I don't want to miss any of it. So I'm leaving at 6 o'clock. So
smart,
I took the whole day off.
Here's the thing about having great seats. You have to walk through all the seats to get
yeah.
to the great seats. And people like to steal seats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I used
better.
To do that.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
You have your ticket handy and say, that's my
tips.
Seat.
When you walk to your seats. Let me give you a couple cultural loans here.
Yeah.
First of all, you got to act like you wish a mother was in your seat. And you even need to say something like, I know nobody's in my seat.
Yeah.
Everyone has to hear you because immediately be like, oh, we got to go. You know,
we got to watch out for her.
We got to watch out. Like, you know.
Hope I'm not in her seat.
And do this a lot. I'm sorry.
Looking
okay,
at your ticket,
row.
Making
okay,
sure.
Yeah, like let the person see who's thinking about going. She's checking. Okay, you know what? When you see them get up and like look around, you're like, that's a seat stealer. That's a seat stealer. So you got to, that way you get to your spot. So it's always good to go early.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I was a kid, my uncle Mike, we'd always go to Tigers games, baseball games. And he would, you know, we would always get the nosebleed seats and then look and see like what tickets were still available while we were walking there.
Yeah.
While we were like, we'd walk or ride bikes to the stadium. And then whenever we'd be like, oh, those are still for sale. So we'll go sit there right behind home plate like
$11. Yep.
Yeah,
literally.
So I learned how to do, you know, I learned some of those kinds of things as a child. But, you know, this is obviously like, I spent a ridiculous amount of money, but it's not ridiculous because it's a Beatle and like he's turning 80 and who knows if he'll be back around or not.
And it's an experience. With your dad.
With my dad.
And it's an older crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Is it just you and your dad going?
Are you bringing security with you?
No, so my dad's, Cam's coming and also my dad's girlfriend's coming. So it's going to be also like, my dad's girlfriend, I'm sure she just appreciates the Beatles, just if for no other reason than my father has an age appropriate girlfriend, which is wonderful. Well,
nice. And she's probably appreciate you sprung for the tickets.
And he keeps being like, I'm going to pay you back. I'm like, sure, do it later. Cause it's like, no, you know, but so it'll be like me and my dad will be like probably weeping the entire time. And then my, you know, Cam and like, and Jacqueline will be like, this is fun.
Yay.
This is a good along. To yeah. see where her head's at. Like how much is she, involved or invested into the Timf reality?
Because the Beatles are a huge part of, you know, our family.
Right.
So I'm so excited. And it was on a Thursday. I never take a day off for anything.
Never. Not even when you're sick.
Not even when I'm
sick.
Literally
had COVID and took negative tests every 4 hours trying to get back.
I was exposed.
I was not supportive. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Even if you are.
Yeah. Even if you're totally fine.
Take the days.
I need to work. I want to work. Even, know. You know.
So, just to come into work to hear, hey, morning, crackhead. Tonight?
Hey, I've never even got a minor in possession of alcohol. Like,
there's office rumors about you. No. Hear about the Timf this weekend? No. Not in here, but I saw her Instagram. She was wearing a really small, scrawny sweats standing outside of a restaurant going, what?
Yeah, so,
exactly.
Yeah,
throwing up the peace sign.
Yeah. Ironically, like my biggest addiction is definitely work.
Yeah.
Like,
which of all the addictions, that's the one what you get back doesn't necessarily hurt you because it's money.
Yeah.
You know, you do lose time.
Yeah,
of
course.
You do lose time. Time's always tough. But
yeah, but you're having fun.
Right. Yeah. It's not like I don't work in a coal mine.
Well,
right.
You love what you do.
Right.
You know, so that's always important.
Came back to just hear, hey, crackhead.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally like sometimes she'll sit in the chair and he'll say, and Butterfield will say, and Cal will be like, what is your question?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What is your, well, the funny thing is the only reason he's able to get away with that is, you know, because he knows that I do not have a drug problem.
Yeah.
Because why people like, but some people don't get it. Like, there's these old ladies, all the Bernices of the world, who they're like, some of them are mean, but you know, some of them are genuinely concerned.
But they're protective.
Yeah, yes. they're like, it's awful. Like, Kat has a drug problem, and they're all enabling it by allowing. And it's like, dude, no, because he wouldn't make those jokes if he thought that maybe I might have to take 90 days off to go to Passages Malibu.
Yeah.
Because then he really looks like an.
It's probably the same people that think that Dirtbag Deb is like a different person than you.
Well, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's why
her intro music is
It's just
amazing.
Me with no makeup and a wig, but.
I know, but people probably, it's the same people.
A nose ring.
And then a nose ring. Sometimes I take a little bit of.
Your eyes so big that you get a headache.
I've also taken like black eyeshadow a little bit and like put it around my eyes.
To make it look.
I mean, I have natural dark circles, not to brag, but just to take it up a notch.
In your most recent skit, Dirtbag Deb was. I was getting a headache because your eyes were so large.
Yeah, it definitely hurts.
You weren't blinking.
So one of the things that I think is important to put out there for when Kat does sketches, she does her own stunts.
Oh, yeah.
It's important to put out there. And she has a lot of injuries.
Yeah. I would actually say the only one that doesn't create physical
Pelosi
issues is...
Pelosi almost killed you.
Yeah, Saki was the only one ever because... Pelosi's the worst on the eyes, and I'm always like, that one's the worst. And then Elizabeth Warren's tough on the voice.
Yeah.
The first impression I ever did was Elizabeth Warren right before the COVID, March 2020. And we did, it's one of the things I'm the most proud of because we had a weekly show. We had time. We did a full sketch, you know, and by that I mean like Greg and I both, we wrote it together. Like I wrote a draft. It was my idea. I wrote a draft of it. He added some ideas. And then I watched videos of her for 2 days.
Like that. Amazing.
And then we went in, but it was longer. And we, you know, so we had to do different takes from different, you know, my coverage and then from, you know, a wide shot and then all this stuff. By the end of it, like my voice is naturally raspy. So it doesn't take a lot for it to go out. By the end of it, I was like, I was really, really, really hoarse.
Yeah.
So
you do have to go to a completely different register for her.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for when all the brothers get into the White House so I can start, you know, all the light skin
doing
guys.
Doing some skits of your own.
We were so bummed about Kamala because it's like, I can't do that one.
No.
Which is why we did it
with
the toaster. We did it with the toaster. Remember that? Where it was a toaster sitting in the chair. So in like the pod and I just did my normal voice. Like that was the joke. Cause I was obviously not trying to do an impersonation and But I always think about when we had that toaster, we had to put it in like one of the pods. What if somebody was like waiting to do a hit
and they're waiting
to film and they're waiting, who's the other person in there? Like, is it Brett Baer?
No,
is it John
toaster.
Roberts? It's a literal, it's a toaster.
But it's the one with the timer on it where you can adjust the browning of your
toast.
Yeah.
One of the fancy
Speaking
ones.
Speaking of which, you guys super dark toast or like light, medium?
Medium.
Yeah. Like I either want it just warm or like medium, but
Are
never
you,
burnt.
Do you ever force the toast? You know what I'm saying? Where like the handle, you can't wait, the timer.
Yeah, and you just...
Yeah.
You're like, I've had enough.
Right.
Well, it's more anxiety because I'm like, did I burn it?
You have to find something to do when you're toasting.
It's tough.
You can't watch the toaster.
No.
Because time slows down. Like, when you get in the thing staring at the toaster, you're like...
Do you have a regular toaster or toaster oven? I have a toaster oven.
We got a toaster.
Yeah, I don't have a regular toaster.
But I don't use it that much. It's such a dumb thing. It's like a toaster, like, you know, how often do you use it, really?
Well, that's why I like the toaster oven,
because
you can, like, reheat stuff in it, and it's not, like, pizza and stuff. It's, you know.
The only way
Kids like toast.
Yeah.
Kids really like toast.
I don't have any of those.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah, you'd know if you did.
Yeah, the thing is, maybe, you know, someday maybe, but when I do, I am never telling anyone.
No, I
that
wouldn't.
You have kids?
No, that I'm pregnant.
Oh,
even.
Like, yeah, because there's no way we'd tell.
I'm not going to want to talk about it. It drives me nuts because it's like if a woman is like pregnant, that's like all anybody like ever wants to talk, anyone like talks to her about. So I would just be like, I don't want the on-air baby shower.
So
I'll be
just,
like, I'm not pregnant.
Be awkward.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm not pregnant. And of course, I'm very small.
Yeah,
so I'm sure that
you're going to be popping.
6 hours pregnant. Right. She'll be showing.
We know when Kat's eaten. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I'm going to be like, I even told Butterfield this. I told Craig, I was like, I'll just be like, I'm fat. I'll be like, I think I drank too many beers this weekend. I had too many beers.
There's a footprint moving from side to side while she's filming.
I'll be like, no, that must be my...
As she makes beer jokes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to.
On air, going into labor.
Last night I was so bombed.
Denying.
Yeah, I'll be like, I got shit face last night. I'm so bloated. And I'm sure there will be some of the Bernices of the world that are like, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
You're going to fetal alcohol syndrome.
You should just gaslight them.
I'm going to have to gaslight them. Because I don't want to be a mom. Like, I want to be a dad, you know?
Okay, I think you could do that.
I want to be
a
dad.
In this day and age, you 1,000%
Yeah, why not?
Can.
You
I even told Cam
you
that.
You need two dads.
I told Cam, I'm like, listen, he's probably more nurturing
I would
than
say
I am.
You definitely give dad vibes.
I'm more of a dad, really.
I really can't judge either way, so.
No, I think, I think that's just your dynamic of your relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you say
that's
that.
Okay.
I think we already kind of do that.
Here's the thing about parenthood. You have a plan. You think how you're going to do it. And then the little shows up and everything's completely
off.
Goes
out the window, yeah.
That's what I'm scared of.
That's completely, everything goes completely off. Like, everything changes. Everything you do, every thought process you have has to do around those little greedy individuals.
That's what scares me. And
like, everything changes. Like, you would have been like, yo, I got tickets for the Beatles. I'm so excited. Sitter calls. I got tickets for the Beatles too. I don't have a sitter, but I don't know anybody else. So sorry, guys. We can't go see Beatles.
Kat, I'll watch your kids.
Yeah, I'll never let them
I'll
happen.
Watch your kids if you're going
that.
To a Beatle. I'm a great babysitter.
She has
see,
a criminal record.
But already, Cam, like, he's the guy who does, like, the housework, the chores.
Yeah. So you'd be, okay,
you
so,
know.
All right, here's the deal. Beatles, dad's in town. You guys got a 4-year-old. She's off on one of her many vacations.
Yeah, she's on vacation with. Yeah.
Does Cam do the solid?
He would.
So he stays home with the kid.
Because he doesn't. Yeah, he's not that.
It's not his thing.
It's not his thing.
Right.
Okay.
We
it
also
is
have
his thing.
My mother-in-law lives pretty close.
Ah.
And she doesn't have any grandkids yet.
Well, then.
Except Carl.
She would be thrilled, I'm sure.
That's the thing. Everything plans around watching them because you can't leave those little things alone for
that's
at least,
until, not until
for at least
or,
18
no.
years. And
that's
now
what
we're hearing
me.
32 years.
That's what scares
Girl,
That's what really scares me even more is, and again, everybody, I get emails because I stopped coloring my hair. Like, I haven't had highlights in over a year because it takes so long. And it's the same reason I don't get manicures. I can't. It's so boring. It takes so long. No. And so I get all these emails.
So
like,
boring.
I notice you stopped coloring your hair. Congratulations. I'm like, I'm not pregnant. I won't be pregnant anytime soon. But I just, I also, that's what scares me is, you know, the fact that, like, especially as a woman, so much of it falls on, like, I don't want to, I'm not giving up anything that, like, a man wouldn't have to give up. And,
we don't give up as much as moms do, but we do give up a lot of, like, all of our mental objectives change because you go from, like, seek and destroy worker to provider.
Right. Well, and
so
also
everything changes. So it's like, but you don't get the mom in the traditional sense.
Right.
But it's the mom stays home and the dad goes out and work. Well, you're a worker.
Right.
And Cam works too, but he can also work from home.
That's so
thing. Yeah.
For me, I mean, and again, like, I never thought of this as being progressive. This is just what happened. But, you know, my dad stayed home with us because he was in, like, accounting, whatever stuff, like that kind of thing, where he could have his office in the basement and he could work at home. My mom was a school social worker. You can't
do that.
Counsel children.
I mean, you could, but
she's there. So she was there, but then she had, like, summers off. So she was more, you know, but I think you can kind of make it whatever you want.
It's not progressive. It's situation.
Right.
Right.
So you take the best situation for your family. It doesn't have to belong to anything because everyone's different.
Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
That's the thing. There's no formula. That's another thing, too. There's no blueprint.
Right.
For raising kids. There's absolutely no, except I know for sure you got to feed and water them.
Right.
That much I do know. And in some cultures, clothing's optional, but here in America, you got to clothe them, too. So we'll include that. And you got to hug on them and stuff and, like,
love them.
Yeah, love their artwork, even when it's,
right. Lie to them.
You got to do those things. Well, you know, lie's a big word, Devin.
Okay. Well, I don't have kids, so, you know, this is just me guessing. No. I mean,
do you want to have children?
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually.
Sure.
See, that's how I'm mad eventually. Like, I'm mad eventually about it. I mean, because I'm also afraid, like, and I've said this before, but I'm scared that they suck.
They suck when they're just like you.
That's what I'm worried
when
about.
She comes I up don't to want you when they're just like I, you. That's like, and she's like, you know what? I'm thinking about writing about shipwrecks.
I don't need school. Like, yeah.
And you'll go, wait, I already did that. No. When you
this
did it,
new.
It was stupid. Yeah. This is new. You don't even know.
This is my
you
thing, Mom.
Know.
Yeah. I worried if my kids, particularly a daughter, will hate me.
Yeah.
She will absolutely hate me.
Yeah, but then she'll come around again.
Or not.
No, I think
and then I'll be like, I created this person to shit on me.
I don't think so, Kat. You're lovable.
What does Homer Simpson say? It's like it's something like parents, like you give up everything just to have someone say at the end of the day, you mess me up.
Yeah. Thanks for the therapy comment.
You know what, though? You know what's really unfair is I sit here listening to you guys talk about planning when you want to have a kid and how nice it is. And like, not now. And I don't want to.
Yeah, you didn't have that luxury.
I don't really. You know, guys, you really don't.
Well, it's
we just kind of get a call like, hey, congratulations.
And also,
awesome. I'll let my wife know.
And also, yeah, for you, obviously, there's a dad and, like, you know, a good dad, like Tyrus, like you're a great dad,
you are a great
even
dad.
Though for you, that's logistically, logistically tough for you and your situation,
because
it takes a lot more effort.
Dog.
You still are. And obviously, so yeah, there's a million different, but again, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not even thinking about it anytime soon. I just was in the elevator and I got like my third email congratulating me on my pregnancy because I'm not getting highlights, but I haven't been getting highlights.
Wait, I've never,
I guess you can't, I Googled it. I didn't even know.
You can't highlight
your hair for like the first trimester.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Ooh.
Which I have not. I got
well,
highlights.
That's a deal breaker for Devin.
Devin's out. For that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, I gotta stop highlighting.
What are the
my hair.
Side effects exactly?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what am I letting go here?
Exactly. If I do a little highlight, if I do a half head of highlights, like what is it gonna do?
Yeah, just for the record, Tyrus and Timf, and I, unfortunately, I have to say Devin in this one, we do not condone keeping highlights on.
No.
When you're pregnant,
you gotta do
but
what
if you must, we.
Research
stress
it.
To research, thank you.
Yeah, research. Talk
it's
to
also,
a doctor.
You think about like back in the day, it's like moms were just like faced.
I know. And
you know?
I mean, like the
yeah,
pregnant
like, women were faced.
The kids
like,
didn't necessarily turn out
ripping
fine.
Ripping cigs. Just ripping cigs.
Sending you to the store to get cigs.
Right, yeah.
Like
that's the other thing is I used to be alone at home like
all the time.
Yeah, when I was like you know, babysitting my siblings were like toddlers, and I'm like in grade school, and now it's like you get arrested if your kid like walks to this corner store who's like 10. It's crazy.
I remember taking like a babysitting class in fifth grade, and yeah. I was like 12 years old, like a babysitting course.
Yeah, so did
I. At like the babysitting
club. I didn't
club.
Take a course. I just was handed a kid.
And then, I would babysit people at like 12 years old. I was babysitting like 5-year-olds and 3-year-olds.
Yeah, because it is very...
Who was letting that
it
happen?
It is very easy. But like, they're fine. Are these... Right. Did you kill?
They were all
it's
good.
It's so easy to not burn down a house. Like, it's so easy to not...
Well, see, you're talking from the perspective of being a girl.
Yeah, that's true.
Boys, we can burn down.
Yeah. I had a boy babysitter for a couple years, and he didn't burn my house down.
Wow, okay. That's usually we just, you know, boys don't get that job. It was very...
Well,
sexist.
I had a younger brother, so, yeah. We didn't really need to be babysat, but he did.
So my mother worked nights, so we were raised by the phone call. They'd be like, when the phone rings at 7 o'clock, you pick it up. And if you're not in, that means you're outside, and you're... And there'd be a Post-it on the refrigerator. And we didn't have the little cute Post-its, so it'd be a big piece of paper with tape on it, or magnets. We had all the different alphabet magnets.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be the Ten Commandments for the day of what you had to do to avoid a beating at 7 in the morning before you go to school when she came home from work. So it would be like directions on dinner, laundry responsibilities, cleaning your room, behavior. How many kids you're allowed in the house, and I'll be checking, and I have the neighbors watching, and you don't know which one.
Yeah.
Act accordingly. And that was scripture. You did not go off of that. Every once in a while, one of us would try to go rogue. The other one would be like, I'm not getting whooped for you. Says here, bedtime, 7:30 for you. Go to bed, bro, and I'll turn up the TV louder.
Right.
And we like, make those deals like,
well, now
you can't watch, but you can stand in the other room and look over the thing, but you're not watching TV. Right. Like, sometimes I would adjust the TV a little, try to adjust the TV so you could see from his room when he was grounded.
Right.
But like, well, he was not in this room.
Well, now it's like, there's like Nest cams. You can have cameras like watching.
But moms didn't need cameras back then. They knew. My mom would walk in the house and be like, okay, somebody was eating, watching TV in the living room.
Yeah,
but it seems, my mom, obviously, she was like that too. But now it's just so, like, it's crazy to me to think that now, like, kids never again will have the ability to, like, go out and tell their mom they're somewhere, but really they're somewhere else. You can, like, track.
I know a woman who, her kids are all in their 20s. Maybe the youngest is maybe, like, 19, let's say.
Yeah.
She has Find My Friend on all their iPhones, like, and whatever, and she's like, oh, let me see if she's left for work yet, like, where is she? And I'm like, if my mom,
wait a minute, so you can put it on your phone?
Yeah, you can.
So this tracking thing on my back, I don't have to have anymore?
You can get rid of that.
Jesus.
But I just am like, if my mom, even now, if my mom had like my like, why do you need that? Like, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm not doing anything crazy. Do you trust me? I don't know.
Oh, in our neighborhood, the moms of the neighborhood had really long cords, squiggly cords on their phone, so they could step out of the house and be like, yeah, he's over here. He's playing.
Oh, we had one of those.
Yeah. She could literally take the cord that goes in the wall. Not the landline part, the clear part, the little squiggly phone part that connects the phone to the button thing. And it would stretch forever, but it would get knots and stuff. And she'd be like swinging it around and be like, but you were never allowed on the phone. You could never explain your case.
Right.
Be like, yeah, he's over here in the pool. Your mom says you weren't supposed to be swimming today. Get out of the pool. But your mom, you need to go home. Yep. I'm sending him home. Like, no. And just for you to run a block home to try to explain yourself, then you can maybe come back to get in the pool. But you were never allowed to make the
call. Well, then you got to do the walk of shame back to the pool. Like, my mom said I can come back to the pool.
But I have to sit at home.
I have a question for Devin. Were you one of those kids that had their own phone line?
No. Oh,
I was
God.
So jealous.
No, I wasn't even allowed a TV kids. In my room.
No, I didn't have a TV. Me neither. We didn't even have TV. We didn't have cable. We didn't have air conditioning. We didn't have a sprinkler system. Whatever. But I was very jealous.
How was it on the Partridge Family?
I was very jealous of the kids that had their... Because my mom would be yapping on the phone to her sisters, one sister, another, all day. And I, you know, it's like... And then you couldn't use the internet.
Right.
When they were on the phone, and it's just, man. But what you could do is you could leave and they'd have no way of knowing whether you were at Britney's, like you said you were, or whether you and Britney were somewhere else.
You were in a field somewhere next to a bonfire.
Exactly. Classic. Always a bonfire.
30 of your best friends.
Yeah, 30 guys.
No, we never, man.
And a bottle of
Ian J. I remember when call waiting happened. And so that led to a lot of fights on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to call at times. It wasn't like, because you had one phone in the house and you would get home from school. And for some reason, the window for calling was between like, I got home at 3 o'clock or whatever. And if one of my friends wanted to call me, because guys didn't really talk on the phone that long. It was like, hey, can you play or not?
Right.
But then you mess around and get like your first girl who likes you, but her, you have to call her friend. So you have to talk to the friend because to see if you like her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the friend, and then your friend gets involved. So you have somebody speaking on each other's behalf for you. It was very political back then.
You're like literally playing telephone.
Yeah. But like the two of them will be talking and then they'll get call waiting and then you could have party lines. You could have other people on it. So the big thing to do was like, you not say anything while your friend talked asked the other girl if she liked you. Like, that's what the whole thing was. But then what ended up always happening was your friend found a way to you over and because he really liked the girl because that's why he was doing it in the first place. But it was all done that. But nothing was worse when you're on the phone and you hear a beep and you know it's like for your brother. So you're not going to click over. You're not clicking over. And he's like, I have a call. My friend's supposed to call at 3 o'clock. No. And
it's I don't hear anything. It's sorry.
You don't answer. And then finally you're like, ah, man, fine. The phone rings. He answers. No, it wasn't me. Tyrus is on the phone. He didn't click over, Mom. Mom wants to talk to you. That is the worst walk to the phone because the phone was your future. You knew what was coming, and it was not good. And if you lost phone privileges,
right,
TV privileges, and couldn't go outside, life was horrible in my house. It was so quiet.
Did you guys have to answer the phone a certain way? My mom made us, like, we had like a little script we had to say, like, no. When we answered the phone.
She's not here. She's working.
Oh, no.
Ours
was like, hi.
She'll pay it Tuesday.
Ours was, hi, you've reached the Kellys. Who may I say is speaking? Oh. And then they'd say, okay, hold on one moment.
Yeah, no one does that anymore.
Yeah, I used to have to answer the phone.
I'm
going to
start doing
that
on my cell phone. Hi, this is Tyrus' cell phone. May I ask who's speaking? Thanks for calling.
That's how I answer my work phone.
Because it's your work phone.
I'm like, hi, this is Devin.
Oh, that's good. And you start doing,
because people call me Kelly a lot, so I have to remind them that my name is Devin.
Timp residents, like, you didn't do that.
No. This is the Timps. This is Kat speaking. Yeah, you used to have to say, this is Devin speaking. Who may I say is calling?
I remember I got hit in the head with a phone because my phone like, who this? It's like,
I'm sorry. Sup?
Yeah. What you want, man? Yo, moms, some dude on the phone.
Yeah, I don't think that would have gone over.
Who are
well.
You? He's like, I'm a friend of your mother's. We don't
Young
call
man.
Her mother. Well, it's mom. Your mom. And then my mother would get upset because she'd be like, it's mom. It's mother or mom. It's not ma.
Ma.
Ain't no, you do not say ma. I am not a mom.
If I referred to my mom as she, like, well, she said, and I'm not she, I'm your mother.
So you Who's were getting she? Pronouns yeah. before yeah. it was cool.
Yeah.
Timf was getting pronouns before it was cool.
Yep.
Mom Timf knew what was up.
If I was like, well, she mom, she that. Said, I'm like, she, you mean my mother said.
Yeah.
You're my mom. I'm not just she. I was like, okay, calm down. But I would actually never say that because.
Yeah. Oh, you would. That would.
No.
Because I want to live.
Have you ever had your.
You value your life.
Have you ever had your mom tell you don't think? I just thought, who told you to think? Are you think? Let me catch you thinking again. The next time I see a thought, you get, are you think? What are you doing right now? And you're just, I don't know what the non-thinking face is.
Yeah, you're like.
And you just freeze up. She'd be like.
You're like, I'm trying to look as dumb as possible right now.
Yeah, if I see you even get a little idea in your head, that's it, mister, you're done. And be like, and you're like, I don't know what the non, and I just freeze up. I never got that. She'd be like. You don't think. You don't move. You don't breathe unless I tell you. And she would be telling me this when I was a foot taller than her.
Exactly.
So it
just. It worked, though.
It didn't do nothing. Didn't move. Did not move.
You did not have a thought.
My brother was the questioner. Yeah. He was the one who would make it worse for everybody.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Were any of you brave enough to ask for things on your own, or would you set up your brother and sister to do it?
Oh, if we wanted something specific for dinner. Like if I wanted something other than like chicken for dinner or whatever, we wanted to like
everyone's
eat
dinner
out
was chicken. Yeah.
Or
yeah,
if we
wanted
a lot of chicken
and rice, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But if we wanted like pizza or something, my brother was the youngest and the cutest. So he'd be like, Brendan, go ask mom if we can order pizza for dinner tonight. Like, I know it's not Friday, but you know, maybe she'll get us Chinese food or something like that.
Okay. So you guys,
and we'd force my brother to do it
when he did it. Did he throw you under the bus?
Sometimes. If we were trying to convince him to do something that he didn't necessarily agree with, like if he wanted Chinese over pizza, he'd be like, Megan and Devin want to order pizza, but I want Chinese. Like, you know, he'd be like,
okay, and he would get his way, right?
Yeah, but, still to this day.
What my brother would do, I'd be like, hey, man, ask mom if we can go to the movies. And he'd be like, Tyrus wants to know if we can go to the movies.
He wants to go
to
the movies.
And then she'd be like, no, you guys can do your chores. I told him the same thing, but he kept telling me to ask you. And so I'm asking because he told me to. She'd be like, tell your brother to come here. Tell him to come here right now. And then I'd be like, you, for real? Like, he would do that all the time. So we would always do that. Eric would be like, ask mom if we could stay up. Ask mom if we could stay up to 10:30, please. But don't say Eric wants to know. Please don't say that.
It was always the best when my cousins were around and we wanted to like have a sleepover with my cousins.
It was just me and my brother, so that we had no alibis. And she would gladly spank two for the price of one.
I now realize why my parents and my aunts and uncles always said no to like sleepovers and stuff or staying later at holidays.
Who did it?
Well, also because, you know, they had work the next day and they didn't want to drive to get us. And I totally get that now as someone who has work the next day. I also want to leave.
That's going to be tough for Kat.
I also want to leave at like
8
p.m.
Can't go to work because the kids are home sick.
Yeah. Ooh.
Better feel better.
Ooh, yeah. Well, you do the whole thing. In my day, I'd get sick all the time.
I just went
to work.
If I stopped life every time I was sick, I would never leave the house.
Yeah, well, if you stopped life, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Quiet, Timp Jr. How many times? I can't deal with her. Cam?
Cam,
get your daughter.
I'm naming the firstborn child Cheens 2.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam, we don't get a shot in that one either.
No. You want to be on the birth certificate, babe?
Yeah.
Then we're also putting Cheens 2 on there.
Only if Cheens is not here.
Of course.
Because Cheens would be like.
Cheens would be really upset if he was. Yeah.
Or flattered.
Maybe he doesn't even get the last name. Yeah. Maybe the baby's name Cheens Timpf the Second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it was
going to be up to me. My body, my choice.
Exactly.
Ricky Gervais said it best about cats. He says, if they were bigger than us, they'd eat us.
Yeah.
Just eat us.
Yeah.
They hate us.
They hate us. They truly do.
They're literally waiting to eat our face off when we die. He didn't say that part, but yeah, they really don't like us. Wow, man, this turned into, we went to the Wayback Machine.
I know, yeah. I love it. I feel like
last Wayback question.
Okay.
Did you have rotary or push button?
Push button.
We had a push button phone, but my grandmother had
rotary,
rotary. And she had it with the like earpiece on the side and you talk into the little like
microphone.
So you
always saw those
thing.
And they thought they were cool and run and grab them and they'd be like, this doesn't work.
My grandmother's did.
Oh, yeah, because dialing.
But
then
it
when
rang.
You didn't know a number.
Yeah,
took a while.
Oh, like, and then if you messed up, oh man, I went to the four instead of the three. Damn.
How did and no, you know what? And you talked about like how nobody. It's so different now because you could. I think while we were talking about this, I figured out the riddle why you were able to be at home by yourself, do things by yourself, and you were relatively safe because there was no way for you to alert strangers.
That
what
you
was
were
going
home
on
alone.
Because you weren't on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
And there wasn't somebody pretending to be a little girl going, hey, are you at home? Is your mom home? And then, oh, I do this, this, and this. And
yeah, my mom's
so
not
going to
be home for another 7 hours.
Yeah. And if you didn't know how to use the phone, or because if they unplug the phone and take the cord, you're done. There's nothing you can do.
And I was always told that if somebody called asking for my mom or dad while they were gone to say that they were in the shower or they were doing something that they could not come to the phone
I perfected most of my lying with covering for my mom with bill collectors and people she didn't want to talk to on the phone. I was pretty good at that. So, yeah, I guess you just learned that.
Yeah.
So, I guess, what did we learn today?
I learned
that it was better back then.
It was more
freedom.
Babysitter's club.
Kat and her friend go hang out at bonfires with their best 30
in the woods.
Male friends.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
And Kat wants to be a really, really invested, proactive dad. So I think that's cool.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this. I can't wait.
Yep. We're
gonna.
You gotta let us know how much crying there was.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh, that's right. The Beatles.
Yeah, I'm excited. The Beatle. There's just one. Yeah.
Well, I mean Ringo, but you know
he's not gonna be there though. I don't think.
Paul's just going to...
No, Paul's sharing stages no more. Come on, man. Mm-mm. He bought Michael Jackson's catalog. He's, you know, he's a solo
act
now.
He's good. He's got the Skechers thing going. He's good.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, that's right. He does. Yeah. And, well, I learned. The internet sucks.
Yeah.
The internet really sucks.
It's ruined everything.
It's taken a lot of things away, and it's made everybody more vulnerable. So
Amen.
There we go. All right. Well, for more podcasts like this. just like this. You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the Timph. I'm Tyrus. Devin, take it home.
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.